You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Most Central New Yorkers have probably been plagued by robocalls like this.
The reason you have received this phone call from our department is to inform you that we just suspend your social security number because we found some suspicious activity.
Senator Chuck Schumer says in the past 4 months, Syracuse residents have received 60 million robocalls. He says spammers have developed technology to call in mass amounts and trick residents.
They found ways to spoof the calls, to hide the numbers. So you could be calling from Albania or Taiwan, but the number that shows up on your phone could be a 315 area code.
So to combat the calls, Schumer is pushing bipartisan legislation called the TRACED Act. If passed, it would increase the fine per call, raise the statute of limitations, and he says most importantly, it will require common carriers to prevent the calls.
Our Verizons, our AT&Ts have a way to stop these calls. They have the technology to trace them to the very caller who's actually doing it. So instead of the 315, you'd see the number.
Retired teacher Johnny Jones says he looks forward to some relief.
Between our house landline and our cell phones, we probably average 5 to 10 of those calls a day. Many times, even if we don't answer, but there's still a disruption. They ring.
People are advised to ignore calls from numbers that they don't know and to report the numbers to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker on their website. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.